Welcome to the ADRC Insider here on Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT.
Welcome back, listeners, and good morning. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Terry.
This is the ADRC Insider right here on WOMT. And today, Wendy, we have another special guest.
Yes, we do. Dawn Tisler. And I just want to do a quick shout out. June 16th. Happy birthday to my son, Luke.
Hey, Luke. Happy birthday, Luke. How's he doing?
He's doing amazing down in Dallas.
Nice. And obviously he's listening to us online right now. So
online.
There we go. Hey, yes, we do have Dawn with us this morning. And we are talking about Elder Abuse Awareness Day. So let's talk a little bit more about that, you guys.
Yeah, we wanted to have you on, Dawn, because we know many people are confused about that process. Like, when do I call in? Who should call in? Does it have to be me that calls in if I see something? We just wanted to bring you on, especially on a day like today, to help us understand that and help the community to know the warning signs and when it's appropriate to call.
Okay. What I can tell you is anyone can make a phone call. It can be an individual. It could be a neighbor. It could be a friend. It could be somebody who works in a care facility. It could be anyone who actually witnesses the abuse or neglect. What they can do is call Manitowoc County Human Services, 920-683-4230. You make a phone call. You explain that you're calling to report abuse or neglect. They will have them talk with a crisis worker who will then take down all of the necessary information. It's important for people to know that they shouldn't be fearful that, you know, we're going to tell people who made the phone call, because that tends to be a big fear of people. Yes. That if I call, well, they're going to know I made the phone call.
Yeah.
We are mandated by the state to not reveal who makes a phone call. We cannot do that. We tell people, because that's probably the first question we get asked by most people.
Sure.
When we go into a home, is who made the call? Just politely say, hey, I love my job. I will lose my job if I tell you, because by state, I can't say it. So people need to know that they can make a phone call and we can't reveal who it is.
That's so great to hear, because that is the biggest thing we hear too. And actually, I liked how you mentioned you have to witness it, because sometimes people will call us and be, can't you just call it in? And we're like, well, we haven't seen it. So it has to be the person who's actually witnessed it.
It's much preferred. Yeah. We do get phone calls sometimes from individuals who have stated, I was told by so-and-so that this happened. The hard part is we can't ask further questions then. And oftentimes, if you only get a little glimmer into what's going on, it doesn't give the rest of the details that we need, because many times when people are the victim of abuse or neglect, they will deny it. And if we do not have further information, that's kind of where it ends. But when we go in, oftentimes when there's abuse or neglect, what our role is to do what we can to try and help that individual get the services, get their needs met, try to negate whatever the abuse or neglect was, and to try and improve their life and make them safe in their environment.
Yeah.
Because abuse or neglect is typically that you are a victim and you aren't safe.
So, and this may be a tough question to answer in the next 2 minutes here, but like, obviously I think when we think of the word of abuse, we all have a vision of what that means, but there's so much more than just physical abuse, right? Wondering if you can kind of talk through, what are some signs or symptoms of elder abuse?
When you are talking with an individual, if you have somebody who was very happy and had, you know, seemed to be doing well, and then all of a sudden becoming extremely withdrawal. If you start seeing bruises or scratches, if they go from being doing okay to all of a sudden self-neglecting, because there's many different kinds.
Right.
You think of abuse and you think of somebody hitting or slapping or
right.
sexual abuse, but
right.
there's also self-neglect. We get a lot of referrals for self-neglect, and that is where an individual stops taking care of themselves. So another sign to look for is when an individual seems to be doing just fine, and all of a sudden you start noticing an odor. Like before, they were taking care of their hygiene, you know, where all of a sudden they're disheveled or they have feces on their clothes. When you start seeing this decline, that can be called self-neglect. So that would be a situation oftentimes where older people want to take care of themselves, but due to eyesight, due to other issues, physical frailties, they are unable to take care of those needs. So when you start seeing those signs, that could be something that could be self-neglect. Oftentimes we encourage people, if they know them, to first of all have them reach out to the Aging and Disability Resource Center, because there are services. Sometimes people will not want to do that on their own. Sometimes people will call us, and then we will go out and try and hook them up with those services, because they may be unwilling to admit that
right.
they have these issues.
Yeah. Go on, Wendy.
I would say, Dawn, you guys have been a great partner to the ADRC, and we just want to share how much we appreciate what you do for the community, because it's not an easy job.
Yeah.
Right? You're seeing sometimes very hard things. So
absolutely.
We appreciate the efforts you put in and the partnerships and how you're supporting our community.
Dawn, what is the best way for our listeners to reach out to you guys if they do need to call you?
They can call Manitowoc County Human Services, 920-683-4230. Explain that they're calling about a referral for abuse or neglect, and they'll
get you
that
way.
Crisis worker who will then gather the necessary information.
Dawn, thank you for your time. And Wendy, once again, how do our listeners reach out to you guys over at the ADRC?
920-683-4180. You can walk in. We're open 8 to 4:30. Otherwise, Facebook or website.
Guys, thank you for your time. We'll talk to you again next week right here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT.
The Aging and Disability Resource Center of the Lakeshore is your bridge to support. Tune in again next Monday morning at approximately 11:30 for an all-new episode of the ADRC Insider. Or download the podcast anytime at chaferpodcasts.com. You're listening to WOMT Radio, a Chafer Broadcasting station.